Welcome to the Criminal Guides Podcast. Now I know what you're thinking. What the fuck? Yeah, that is it. What the fuck? I'm trying to aim this at people who are just coming home or maybe even been home for a little bit. And fuck, if you're lucky, I don't know what they're allowing in prison anymore, but if you can hear me, just pay attention. Now, I'm guiding this not towards everyone. This isn't for kitty touchers. This isn't for sick fuckos. This is just from a guy who got out a few years ago and just has some information to share. And, you know, basically this intro is just, you know, I want people to listen that I don't want you to, I hate fucking seeing people that, oh, you gotta change. You gotta change. You gotta, you know, you gotta, you know, you can't do this. You gotta, you know, tell everybody you're a fucking felon and, you know, it's bad enough. They're, you know, you have to fucking tell your landlord that you got a fucking convicted crime and you're on parole and God forbid you make it to the halfway house and, you know, you're confused. And I just want to share my experience and hopefully give some tidbits on not being so confused and not being so scared to pursue what you need to pursue, which is any goals you have set up. And another big thing of this is I know for a fact, I thought I was, you know, planning all this shit out, and then my release date came, and you know what, dude, I was like more worried about something happening those last couple weeks, whether someone tried to take my time, you know, just short timers in general, where I lost total focus, and then they threw me in a halfway house. And, you know, I'm going to tell all these stories and hopefully I can give some advice to some shit that I went through and some obstacles I definitely overcame, just to help you guys, man, figure it out. These self-help books I see out here these days are junk, man. They're all based on some fucking concept that, maybe not all of them, but, you know, a lot of them are based on that you did wrong, now it's time to do right. And here's what's left for you to do in the world. And here's what you could still pursue. Like, you couldn't pursue your dreams in the beginning. You know, like, for me, I was a drug dealer, point blank. I fucked up. I got caught. I got snitched on. But, you know, I didn't have my priorities straight. I didn't grow up with technology like you can today. I didn't grow up with, you know, a stable family to help guide me, and none of that even matters anyway, because if you got caught up in some shit but you still have aspirations of becoming something better or someone better, you don't need the change to do that. What happens is you need to amplify what's already inside you to make you succeed, and you need to realize it's going to take hard work whether you're a convicted felon or a normal fucking Joe, okay? And I just want this intro to try to grab some ears of the people that are out there right now that maybe just got home and they got their little, you know, fucking phone or, you know, a computer. And number one thing you should have, point fucking blank, before you even grab that pack of smokes, is a goddamn Craigslist Chromebook off of Craigslist that is $100 that can get you connected to the internet and start writing documents and start writing down daily tasks. I'm going to give you some opinions and some, you know, just basic morale just to get you going and get you on the right track. Because I'll tell you what, dude, whoever said you're a failure or how many people turned their backs away from you when you went in that said, well, there goes any success for you, I'm here to tell you, fuck that. I'm not saying that you should fucking, you know, go sell drugs again, but anything you do and you pursue from this time out, you need to do it and be passionate and be hardworking and actually plan and strategize what the fuck you want to do. You know, I feel successful right now. I'm not a billionaire or anything like that. I'm not even comfortable with where I'm at. I'm still going. But you know what? I've done so much on this journey when other people told me not to do it this way, and I did it my way anyway, and it's bullshit, and it's all bullshit. You having the check mark, you're a felon on a job application just to fuck you over, that's bullshit. Don't feed into that shit. And I got a couple, just a nice couple articles I've written up, and I'm going to start posting them for you guys. And I just want you guys to know that if you got the passion and the pursuit, don't think having a felon on your record is going to keep you from getting what the fuck you want. And everybody needs to start thinking this way. And they need to stop putting us in this bubble that convicted felons aren't hard workers or they're not smart. or they're not able to succeed because it's all nonsense, okay? I came out and I had no help. I had self-help books I didn't even want to read. I had people telling me things I didn't even want to hear because none of it made sense. And that's the problem. They try to blind us and make us think that there's a way to do it now that you got caught and you went to jail that's different from somebody else who's been successful. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing wrong with being honest and doing it your way. Nothing at all either. If you hold pride in that, that's fine. But if you think that you have to tell every Dick, Joe, and Bob that you fucking are a felon, you're wrong. And if you think that, you know, you shouldn't be ashamed of what you did, you're fucking wrong, okay? Nobody wants to talk to a person that fucking sold drugs and got knocked and did fucking 6 to 12 years, okay? People want to talk to what values you hold now. People want to talk to what value you can bring now, what product you can bring now, what service you can bring now. You don't need to fill in the gaps, okay? And if you feel like you do, that's fine. Keep going. But this is going to be for the people that are stuck and they're wondering why the fuck they got to keep adding on to their shit when we were supposed to be fucking rehabilitated in the first place so this shit didn't haunt us our whole lives. So what I want to do for these podcasts is hopefully speak to people and make them understand there's certain ways you can maneuver the system as well as maneuver your whole wiring of your mindset of people telling you you're worthless and people telling you that you have to do things a certain way. And I mean, you'll know if I'm talking to you, because I always thought I was smart and I always thought I was made for something better. And I fucked up, I got caught, and you know, I came home and nobody was there to guide me. No one was there to tell me, you know, hey, go get the job based on who you are, not what you did, you know. And go fucking move out of your city to get away from the bullshit. And, you know, go get that job that's $80,000 because you can and you're fucking good at what you do, okay? Start your own business because nobody's going to tell you no based on who you were. They're going to tell you yes based on what you provide, okay? And I've been holding on to this for years. I've been wanting to do something. And I finally got my shit all together where I feel like I can give something back, you know. Even what I do now, I wish if I could give back to people that went to prison that, you know, still had their mind on straight and they did fucking 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 years, and they just needed someone to tell them that, hey, you can still make it, that shit ain't over, that's who I want to be. And that's all I got to speak from. I've had a little bit of success. I'm not big, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit's going to stay anonymous because I still am working, climbing the ladder on the way up. But I'm not doing it telling everybody I'm a fucking felon, okay? And I'm not doing this to get recognition because I don't want it. I just want people that are like-minded to understand that the fight isn't over and you can make it. And you can get that job that pays fucking a bunch of zeros on the end. You don't have to work at McDonald's because that's all they're offering out here. And if you just put your mind to it and the hard work, and you know you got something to give back, you fucking do it. Yeah, I know that was kind of hard. I'm never this passionate, by the way, guys. And I want you to know, man, I don't care what state you're in, what city you're in. Like, you need to listen and listen well. We're not talking about scheming. We're talking about breaking through the barriers that the system set up to make you fucking put a label on yourself. When the label you should be putting on yourself, if you want it, is successful, is passionate, okay? We don't put labels like felon and criminal. We don't do that. And that's why I made the site professionalconvict.com, and I'm going to be putting all these articles up for you guys and ways to get through shit. And you guys can think I'm slimy, grimy, whatever the fuck. I'm not looking for feedback. I'm looking to give you back what you should have had the whole time in the prison system, which is some type of fucking blueprint to get you out maneuvering with all these fucking dickheads that try to tell you got to do things a certain way. Now, when I went to the halfway house, when I got out, they were making me get stamps and signatures when I went job hunting in a halfway house. Now, do you realize how fucking hard it is to say, hey, I have the drive and the experience to do the job you need done? And then you say, by the way, I'm a felon, I just got out of prison, and I don't even have my own home? Like, who wants to hear that shit? No boss wants to hear that. No boss should hear that. If you think you can deliver, and you're the only one that knows, then you should be able to skip by that without any problem. If you think a felon checkmark on a fucking application is definitely going to hurt you, which it will, then you shouldn't have to check that, okay? And I'll tell you right now, just a little bit of what I'm going to be giving is you don't need to checkmark that. They're going to search into you if you check that, okay? If you don't check that, they're not checking everybody. Government agencies, yeah, but they pay shit anyway. I wouldn't want to work for them anyway. But a lot of jobs out here, they're just looking for good work and people that aren't trying to fuck up. Now, if you're trying to go back and fuck up, I got plans for you too. I'm just saying, we need to start understanding that if you made a mistake and you had to pay for it, especially with these fucking laws, the way they pound us for fucking just the simplest shit. I went down with people for DUIs. And I don't even want to get into that shit. This is just an intro. But you guys need to understand, and females alike, that you don't need to run around and put felon on your fucking forehead and then fight against that too. You already got it hard enough. Especially if you're trying to make yourself better. I'm not trying to reach the kitty touchers. I'm not trying to reach the fucking, you know, killing children and shit like that. You know, I'm trying to give this to the select people that know what I'm talking about right now. That know the whole time they went into the system that they were like, fuck, if I'd have just picked another product other than the drug game, if I'd have sold this right invention I had in my mind, or if I would have provided this service that I know would kill it out there, your cleaning service or whatever, that you don't have to stop. You don't have to fucking stop there and just be like, I can't do it because now that I'm a felon, I have this woe is me. Fuck that, dude. Stop telling people you're a felon and start telling people you're a professional. And that's what this is about. Listen, that was a lot again. And, you know, I'm trying to give back. And I hope I can give some tidbits out. This is just an intro. I'm going to try to put out episodes as much as I can on at least once on a weekly basis filled with shit. Then start checking out professionalconvict.com. And I'm going to start putting shit up there for you guys to start looking around and really seeing the world as you can see it, not as you shouldn't see it, okay? Again, professionalconvict.com. This is the Criminal Guides Podcast, and I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.